Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Trap of Offenses. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 31, verse 4. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. When Lucky first moved to the city, he was full of dreams and expectations. He had secured a small internship, but housing was a challenge. Thankfully, his uncle, an older relative known for his strictness, offered him a place to stay. At first, Lucky was grateful, but soon the atmosphere became stifling. His uncle's constant corrections, curfews, and commands felt unbearable. One evening, after a particularly heated exchange, Lucky stormed out of the house, vowing never to return. Rage boiled in his heart, and forgiveness seemed impossible. What Lucky didn't realize was that this entire episode was not just a coincidence. It was a trap. Behind the scenes, the enemy had carefully laid a net to pull him out of covering and weaken him spiritually. Days passed, and bitterness began to settle in his heart like a weight. His prayers became empty, and joy slowly leaked away. Then one evening, as he knelt to pray, more out of habit than hunger, the Holy Spirit interrupted his thoughts. Suddenly it was clear. Your anger is the net. Your offense is the trap. Let it go. In that moment, conviction flooded his heart. With tears and trembling, he repented and chose forgiveness. He didn't know it, but that night marked the beginning of his spiritual restoration. One of the most subtle yet deadly snares of the enemy is offense. It can enter through a disagreement, a harsh word, or unmet expectations. But once it settles, it poisons the soul, breaks fellowship with God, and exposes the believer to spiritual attacks. See Ephesians 4:26-27. Offense unchecked can evolve into hatred, and hatred is a sign that one is already walking in darkness. See 1 John 2:11. Only in Christ can we find the supernatural strength to forgive those who have truly wronged us. His love empowers us to tear down every trap of bitterness and walk in victory. Go into today knowing that the Lord rescues you from every hidden snare as you remain under His covering and authority. Ask Him to expose every offense camouflaged in pride or pain and give you grace to walk free. Prayer. Lord, help me to be led by Your Spirit. Keep my heart free of offense and teach me to walk in the freedom of forgiveness. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 2 Corinthians chapters 4 to 5. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, 2 Corinthians chapters 4 to 5.
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive what is due them for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade people. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.